From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Acting on a request from the U.S. Justice Department, authorities in Switzerland have arrested seven top officials in soccer's world governing body. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Swiss authorities arrested the leaders while they were gathered in a five-star hotel in Zurich for the annual meeting of FIFA, soccer's global governing body. In a statement, the Swiss Federal Department of Justice and Police said the U.S. authorities suspect them of having received bribes totaling more than $100 million over the past two decades. The arrests of members of FIFA's executive committee are a blow to the multi-billion dollar organization that has been plagued by accusations of bribery for decades. U.S. prosecutors are expected to hold a news conference later today in Brooklyn. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Prosecutors in Switzerland have also opened a criminal investigation. They're reviewing how the 2018 and 2022 World Cup soccer tournaments were awarded to Russia and Qatar. FIFA officials say the tournaments will continue as planned in those countries. At least 17 people were killed in severe weather over the Memorial Day weekend in Oklahoma and Texas. Officials are still searching for 11 missing people, some of whom disappeared when their homes were washed away by flash flooding. The severe weather has left a mess behind. NPR's John Burnett says some Texas residents face a lot of work.
All across Texas comes the army of flood cleanup people, chainsaw men, power washers, carpet layers, and sheetrockers. Flooded out business owners are bracing for bad news from their insurance agents. Ever since Superstorm Sandy, one Austin cafe owner said, they just don't like to pay.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says 46 counties in his state are under disaster declaration. The National Weather Service warns severe weather threats will continue today across portions of the central and southern plains. Under a court order, the State Department says it plans to publish former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails on a rolling basis. That will begin at the end of June, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Just days after releasing the first batch of emails, the ones related to Benghazi, the State Department announced in a court filing that it will begin releasing more on June 30th. The plan is to then continue each 60 days until the entire 55,000 pages that Clinton handed over from her private server are available to the public. A lawyer for journalist Jason Leopold, who filed the Freedom of Information Act request for the emails, says he wants to see rolling productions every 2 weeks to ensure that as much information as possible reaches the public before next year. A State Department official says it takes time to review this huge amount of material. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders has launched his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. He's promising to work on issues such as income inequality, campaign finance reform, and climate change. Sanders also supports enlarging Social Security benefits. You're listening to NPR News. The Internal Revenue Service says sophisticated hackers stole personal tax information of more than 100,000 taxpayers. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen says the data was lifted from an online system called Get Transcript. That's where filers can locate tax returns from previous years. The IRS says in order to get through the system, the hackers already had to possess information about the taxpayers, such as their Social Security numbers. Several hundred Cleveland-area clergy and parishioners marched peacefully through the city's downtown yesterday to protest what they believe is unequal treatment by police and the justice system. From member station WKSU, Kevin Niedermeyer has more.
The multi-denominational group Greater Cleveland Congregations March follows Saturday's acquittal of white policeman Michael Brelo, who was accused of killing two unarmed black residents. But outside the county's Justice Center, Pastor Jawanza Colvin did not mention Brelo, but he touched on other issues his group has been concerned with.
We have asked, how will you ensure that regardless of a person's background, zip code, race, or gender, that when they come through these doors, they will receive equal treatment under the law.
The group has made recommendations to the Department of Justice, which just reached an agreement with the city of Cleveland to change how its police officers use excessive force. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.
Officials in China say they've arrested 175 thieves who broke into an ancient archaeological site. China's Ministry of Public Security announced officials recovered more than 1,100 cultural relics worth about $80 million. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for